Hey, what's up, everybody? Good evening. Welcome to You Can Change Your Stars. My name has changed. It is now Yoli Ahaji because I got married last weekend to my wonderful husband. And so I thought, why not let my first episode in forever be with my husband? And I mean, talk about change your stars. I am a testament of changing your stars. It really did start with, you know, me making a decision a couple years ago to change my life, stop the cycle. And I'm so glad that I did. We're going to get right into it. Hey, babe.
Hey. Good evening to everybody.
Your name is?
My name is Bless. And I know by the end of this session, we just have a great conversation. And believe that whatever we say, it's going to be an influence in somebody's life. And somebody's going to learn something out from this. And we're just grateful God has brought us this far. We're just happy. And we just want to share a little about our love story. From how it started. Just have a gist of how it all happened.
So how did we meet?
Oh, we met on Facebook. A private group on Facebook called Black Travel Movement, and the rest is history. You know, after that, we just got to know each other by being like two friends or being like friends for a while. Actually, it took me like six months before she even accepted me totally into her life. You know, which I wouldn't forget about that. You know, it just been awesome time getting to know you, like in a distance relationship, which a lot of people always think it's impossible. But if you make up your mind, the right mind and everything, the positive thoughts and everything, and putting away fear and doubts, I know that little anxiety or little fear that grips you will leave you. So just trying to just let y'all see how it's all happening.
So if you don't mind, I chuckled when he said about 6 months to accept him. But I want to dig a little bit deeper because I know people are probably wondering, like, how do we do it? And I mean, especially if they know me, they know where I'm from, they might know a little bit of my background. African-American women, I would say, are very skeptical about, I mean, I don't want to speak for all African-American women, so let me rephrase this. Where I'm from, it is not common for women to date online. Furthermore, it's not common for women to mess with, you know, an African man. I'll be just straight up about it. And it's something that you and I talked about earlier on in our friendship. And that was part of the reason why I did not accept our relationship fully, even as dating online, for about 6 months into it, yeah. Right? And I appreciated that you knew already kind of what we were talking about. And I think it comes from lack of knowledge. I think it comes from buying into what we hear, you know, the bad things we hear about. We heard about a lot of African men scamming women, telling them they kings and princes and they got all this money, only to scam the woman and, you know, take her money. There were all kinds of scams going on to where African people were not, I was I gotta say African men, sorry, I'm not being sexist or nothing like that, but that was our American experience. Is, you know, we heard about African men that were scamming even older people to get money from them, getting them to wire money. So it was a little bit of me not knowing what to expect, buying into the experiences of other people. But it was also my decision to open up and try something new. And I wanted to do that without judgment. And I believe that was rooted in fear of what others would say. And I'm so glad that I did. Right? So, you know, for those of you out there that are afraid and you're scared, I'm not encouraging you to just jump online. I would say do your homework. Give it time. But don't allow other people's experiences and other people's opinions, other people's, you know, yeah, I mean, it comes down to experience. Yeah. You know, hell, there's scammers in every country. Yeah, everywhere. We got scammers in the USA. I know some real good scammers. Yeah. So, you know, if we look at that scammers to dictate our lives, then, you know, we in for trouble. Mm-hmm. So, I decided to give myself some space and permission to experience something new, and I decided not to tell anybody about our relationship. And actually, we decided, right?
Yeah, we decided not to let everybody know about what we were going into, you know, because we thought of one, well, like she was saying, you always need to also do your homework well, you know. From my point of view, where I'm also coming from, you know, from my last relationship, I learned a whole lot of stuff, which I didn't want to bring into my new relationship, you know, because even with a new relationship, you always need to do your homework well. What you've been through, what made the old one didn't work. You try to sit down and just relax and put everything together so that I wouldn't jump into another thing with that old mentality and that old you. So it's all about you having a right intention. You focusing on something that wants to be different from what it was before, you know. And that worked for me because I was like, I just wanted to love. So I was like, and first of all, it was just like, it wasn't just a normal thing where you just go with your thought and be like, I want to work, but you want a good relationship, or you want to love somebody. But it was all about sitting down and just praying to God for that better relationship, because you need to get into some relationship where you give in and the other person also gives in to make it a balance. Not where one person is going to love and the other person is stepping back, which sometimes is like pouring water on a stone, which, you know, maybe at the end of the day, it wouldn't work the way you want it. Because when the person is guiding his thing, like that fear and all of that, so the person wouldn't like to give it all, or like the way you want. But it all comes to where you know yourself and what you want to get into. So if the new relationship, all what I could say is, what you used to do in the past, you shouldn't bring it to the current relationship you may get into. Maybe this is not what we are talking about, but I'm just putting something across, because some people do the same mistake they used to do in the past relationship and they bring it into their new relationship, which sometimes you may think it will work, but at the end of the day, it doesn't work the way you want it. So you just need to step back, like you said, just open up and just try something new. Just try yourself to just love. And like I said, just forget about doubt, forget about fear, forget about other people's opinion about how this African man used to scam people and all of that. Just believe in what you're doing. Just believe in the person you're going out with. Even if the person is not right, you also have that obligation to pray for that person, to be a better person, because you can't get everything right. There may be something in that person that's not good. And if you really care about that person, you also need to just pray for that person, that the person will be a better person. And I think that will work, and that will make it good for you to enjoy that relationship you want to.
Oh, that's great. And so you did some work before you and I, you know, got together. You decided not to bring certain things into your next relationship. Yeah. So I want to touch on what I did as well. And it's coincidental that we both kind of went through this experience before we met each other. So I had recently decided, and it was actually a several months that I was single and did not want to get into another relationship because, you know, I wanted to take some time to just be by myself and to heal through some past hurts and pains and to really work through getting over my exes. And it wasn't easy, but I did get to a healthy place emotionally, spiritually, mentally, that allowed me to focus on self-love, self-care, taking care of myself for once in my lifetime. And all of the love that I used to give away, I began to pour that on myself. And I met you at a time where I really didn't care about being in a relationship. I was good. And as you know, I think you hit on it a little bit. I mean, I really was dodging the whole thing, right? And you reached out to me and, you know, we had this friendship, we had this communication thing going on where we were kind of slowly getting to know each other just a little bit, but I wasn't serious about it yet. And it was partly because I was feeling so good about myself and all the love that I was giving myself. I was like, you know, I'm good. I don't want to, I'm not in a rush. Not that I don't want to. I wasn't in a rush to jump into a relationship and like give it a try yet. After several failed relationships, I just wasn't ready. I felt good, you know, in my life, and I felt good about the place where I was in my life. So that was the work that I did before I met you. And then you came along, and I still gave myself some more time. All right, so
and also patience worked for us. Let's put it to that. Like, patience worked for us. Where the other person was just patient. He was just patient with what the other person was doing. Because I know it got some time. You didn't really want to talk to me. But I was always patient with you. I didn't rush on you. I didn't kind of like got like angry that why is she not talking to me? And I was just calm and I was just patient because I believe patience has everything to do in relationship. You know, I never got bored at you. I never got angry that why wasn't she talking to me and all of that. I was really patient. And one thing too, which I just want to bring back was, you know, when we got into like talking and everything, like putting family away from our relationship, which I was like telling you that my past relationship taught me how to be secret with some things, and I just brought that. That was one thing I took up from my past relationship because I wanted something different, and to do that something different, I had to just keep everybody up from it, just keep everything secret to know the person, to build up better foundation, which, by the grace of God, we did. We had that solid foundation. Even though we were far from each other, we knew how to keep each other because we had that thing going. Because it got to a time where we believed in what we are doing. The belief was there, and that got us where we are today. And God's protection and prayer got us to where we are. So I'm just grateful, like we always say, I'm just grateful to God for how far He has brought us, where we've come from, how we started, how we were consistent with each other, where we spoke to each other each and every time, and everybody was available whenever we had our time to talk, which was one key thing in this relationship. And there was trust, there was honesty, you know. There wasn't where you could lie to your partner and all of that. We had that transparency, and that also worked for us. So I believe it's all about you, the mindset to get into that relationship, and how you carry yourself through that relationship. That will get you where you want to. Because, like we always say, there's a lot of relationship where you know these people are not in love. They are not. But they're trying hard to just keep themselves going, but they know that they don't love each other, but just want to put that smile for people to see. But in our case, it was just different because we believe what we were doing. We got to that time where we believed that, okay, this is what I wanted. We saw the quality in whatever we were doing, and that quality has brought us where we are. And I always say, just God and prayer and consistency. Yeah.
And I'll say this, because I don't want anybody to think that this relationship has been perfect. It's been far from perfect. And I've got to give you credit for the patience. I mean, we both have you know, given each other time and space to work through things as they came up, and it wasn't easy all the time. You know, I think one of the things that you start to experience when you're in a relationship for an extended period of time, extended meaning more than 6 months, you know, the true colors really start to come out. You feel more comfortable with being yourself, and, you know, mistakes and, you know, things happen. And even though we did some pre-work before getting into this relationship, it was still some things that came up, mm-hmm. you know, from our past, mm-hmm. past behavior, past ways of dealing with things. And I mean, even today, we still learn, you know, we learn things about each other, and we learn how to maneuver through things that come up in our relationship. I just want people to understand that, I mean, this is not perfect, but it's been healthy.
Yeah, it's not been perfect, but we found ourselves through it. Anytime anything pops up, we knew how to solve it in that matured way, you know. That also helped. Just wanted to bring us, sorry to just cut you off and all of that. This just got into my mind where, you know, when we started talking talking on the phone, sometimes you wouldn't feel like talking to me, and you'd be watching Game of Thrones. I would be like, really? She's watching Game of Thrones, and it got me, and that was what it is, because sometimes the person wants to study your reaction to this kind of stuff, and I was just like, okay, why do you have to rush into something? If you believe this is what you want, no matter what the person says, you just still be there. And sometimes it got out of me, but hey, the patience worked for me. I was really patient with her because I knew that, hey, at the end of the day, she'll still talk to me. And we never cut our communication, because our communication was it's one key thing. Even though we're far from each other, where I'm from Africa and she's here, we used to talk each and every day. The communication was always, even if you don't have anything to talk about, we have something to say to keep our conversation. So for 1 year, 6 months, I may say, we were always talking, and we always had something talking about.
Have one time that we go without talking for like a day.
I do remember that. I don't want to even start talking about that.
Yeah, that was hard.
But that time, it wasn't easy with me.
Yeah.
But, you know, by the grace of God.
But I mean, but what we can say is this, you know, it was, you know, things were good. Our relationship was in a good place. However, you know, we had disagreements.
Oh, yeah.
We had these disagreements sometime that I would have to speak from my experience. Mm-hmm. It would send me into a place where I'd be like, is this really real? Am I really doing this? Like, come on. Anyway, in Africa. You know, is this man really who he say he is? Like, I know it's going good and I know it feels good, but like, is this really real? What are you doing? I'm just saying, like, how things, thoughts that used to run through my mind. It's men here in the U.S. that want to have expressed wanting to be with you. But I would then face reality, because I'm a dreamer, but I'm also a realist. And I speak for women at this point, you know, we have the ability to picture something, I mean, literally prophesy the whole next 6 months of something in our heads and play something out And I would do that. And I would just be like, but so you know this ain't going nowhere. If you go and you mess with such and such because such and such is only 3 hours from you versus how many miles were you from Africa? I don't know. Over 2,000 miles? I don't know. But, you know, I would say that to myself. I mean, I would play it all through, and I just knew it went anywhere. I knew that those other options, even though they were here, I was in a much better place in a relationship with Bless than I would be if I were to give in and mess with my ex or, you know, yeah, play around with my ex. I mean, it was going to be exactly that. It was going to be a game. It was going to be the same old, you know, same old stuff. And that's not what I wanted. I had broken that cycle. I had decided that I wanted better for myself. And I just needed to push through those moments of doubt and fear and continue on. And I'm so glad that I did.
Yeah.
So did you have moments of doubt and fear?
Sure, I did.
During that time?
I wouldn't lie to you, I did. Because talking to this to you... You was just one of amazing things, because you could always dream about this is what I wanted. But on the other hand, you feel like Ash is there, she's also safe. It's no man like kind of bugging her. She know also getting to know different people. It also had that fear in me. But you know, one thing was I always adjust myself, and I always, if the negative thoughts used to come, I always put it with a positive one and be like, it will work. You know what I'm saying? Because if I should have always been thinking about the negative, I believe this relationship wouldn't be at this point. Because I knew you were a beautiful person, you're a beautiful lady, which a lot of men would like to talk to you. Some would like to even be in a relationship. Sometimes I used to be like, you tell me that, oh, you're going to buy some, and then that thought comes like, hey, who, if any guy sits here and approaches her, because I'm away, far away from her, because she hasn't seen me, she could just give it up and be with that person who is next to her and all of that. But, you know, I always had that thing, but sometimes, it's not like sometimes, anytime those kind of thoughts come, I always get a positive thought to just suppress that, and I just keep it going. And if I have that positive thought, it just puts some smile on my face to know that, hey, I'm safe. You know what I mean? I never, like I said, I never gave that doubt or whatever. But sometimes those thoughts always pops in. It's natural that you have that thing. You know, you're getting so in love with somebody, and then you know you are far from that person. You've never met that person. It's like you are living a fantasy world. Mm-hmm. You know,
but exactly.
Yeah, yeah, you're living that fantasy world. But you also have something that tells you that, hey, just keep
this
doing it.
This is special. Yeah,
yeah, just keep doing it, and it really worked for me. I wouldn't lie to you. Like I always tell you, it really worked for me. And I'm always grateful. I'm always grateful that, hey, it happened, you know. Today, when I was going out to take the stuff out, I was...
The trash.
Yeah, I just saw somebody and I had a thought. And the thought was like, you know, sometimes it's not all about the car that the boyfriend has that you could drive. All right? And that boyfriend can get you into something that you may think this is what I want. But at the end of the day, that's not what it is. You know, I'm like you may think, oh, this person is going to take me far. But that person is going to leave you at the middle of the road. And how are you going to start again? Let's say you've been in a relationship for somebody for like 4 years. And then he breaks up with you. How are you going to start again? How you know, that's the moment they used to catch some people and they give up in love. You know what I'm saying? I was like, how are you going to start all over those 4 years? How are you going to start all over again? And I was just like, I wish God could give us the end from the beginning.
Oh, Lord.
That we could know the person's intention like 10 years to come or something. Because it's crazy how that person will leave you at the middle of the road. And now you come to start again. So why God won't start from the end before the beginning? So that you know that, okay, even if he's not going to take me far, I know that this is where I'm going. So before then, I will just cut out. And it's really painful. You know, I always bleed for people who, they get hurt. I know how it is for somebody to get hurt. It's not easy to go through that emotional thing. And that's, like you say, that will give you up. That will make you give up to not even love anybody again. You know what I mean? But on the other hand, if it happened, you just thank God that it happened. I know it's very hard, but just thank God that that person broke up with you, because maybe that's not the person for you.
What's that song that you be singing to me sometimes? And he be like, I'm glad they messed up.
I don't know, maybe I forgot.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay, the song he be like, it's one of the new songs we be listening to.
Oh.
Alright, I'll find it.
Yeah.
Alright, we 25 minutes in. Anything like, we just wanted to like do a quick intro. We're gonna be coming back because we need to go deeper to help some people out.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we said was you know, when we would finally tell everybody, we knew that we wanted to be a testimony for several reasons. Number one, you can heal past your pain. Right, babe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can heal past your pain. Yeah. You can change your life. Mm-hmm. You can co-create with God and, you know, really change your life, you know, with the choices that you make.
Yeah.
And not just because from a relationship perspective,
mm-hmm.
and because of a relationship, we're talking about on a personal level, you know, on a personal level,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was work that was done individually that we feel like had that work not been done, we wouldn't have come together when we did come together.
Exactly.
So we know we have so much to share, but we kind of wanted to start the conversation. Y'all hit us up with some questions. Let us know what you want us to talk about. We kept everything so secretive for so long that I mean, we ready to open up. We ain't gonna be an open book. I'll be straight up and honest with you. Not unless God speaks and says, yes, you need to tell everything. But, you know, we're open to just being light and to and sharing.
And another thing to be, you know, it's all about when God give you the little and you can't manage it, how can you manage when you can't pay? So let's say, why I said that was because you're in a relationship and then you could tell that person loved you so much, but you never loved that person. But on the other hand, you love somebody more than the person who was in love with you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you could tell sometimes that, you know, this person is in love with this person. But that person who that person is in love with is not in love with that person who is in love with. But it's in love with a different person who is not in love with her. You know?
Mm.
And that person will always think that because that person doesn't love her, she will always try to get close to that person who doesn't love her, and leaving that person who loves her standing. And you need to know that the world we are in now, everything is going. If you don't like it, somebody will come and take it. And before you realize that, oh, that person is, then that person is gone. And now you have come to search for another thing again. And it's killing a lot of relationships. You know what I mean? And sometimes
people don't know themselves,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Because, or they have this split personality. One of my favorite books right now is The Seed of the Soul, and it does talk about these split personalities. When I first heard that terminology, I was like, I thought about split personalities and like mental disorder, but that's not what the split personality was really about. It's really about people that don't have their mind made up. One, like you're saying, on one instance they want this to be with this person.
Mm-hmm.
They're searching and running after somebody who don't love them.
Exactly.
On the other hand, they want to be with the person who love them, but that person, for whatever reason, don't satisfy everything that they want that person to satisfy. So they end up with the split, you know, reality and this split personality and don't know which way to go. Y'all gotta run far from those people.
Exactly.
Because they will waste your time.
Exactly.
They will waste your time. One thing about it is, if you've got your mind made up and you know what you want, you better go for it. Because dealing with somebody who don't know what they want, you don't know when that person is going to come around and figure it all out. And you run the risk of them deciding that it ain't you that they want. At the end of the day, when they finally decide the path that they want to choose, they could go in a complete and opposite direction from you. So it's best that you understand that that's the situation that's going on, and love yourself enough to walk away from it. And love, I mean, like, really, literally, love yourself enough to know that if you're looking for love in somebody else, you deserve that person to have their mind made up.
Exactly.
Now, if you want to waste your time, then guess what? Go ahead and waste your time, but know what comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
Know that at the end of the day, this person could break your heart. And if you're going to be okay with that, then just go ahead and do you.
Exactly.
Have fun. Mm-hmm. Do you.
Really.
Turn up. But don't expect, you know, a very good outcome
exactly.
out of it.
Exactly.
You know, point blank, period.
Yeah. And sometimes too, just to just chip this in. You know, sometimes it'd be like, oh, I want this guy to be like this. I want this guy to be like that. Mm-hmm. Or I want this lady to be like this. I want this lady to be like that. You know what I mean? Just cherish God's creation. No matter how it is. Trust me. Even if that person is not the type of person you want, just cherish that person. And that will even bring the happiness you ever thought you could have in the world.
I found the song. When he be like, Medase.
Oh.
What song that is?
Oh, shit.
Then let me straight to you. Medase.
Uh-huh, okay. Thunder fire.
Thunder. No, babe, what do you say? If I leave you, may thunder fire me. Thunder fire. Baby, if I leave you, make thunder fire me. Thunder fire, fire, fire. Anyways, look, y'all, that's like 32 minutes in.
Exactly.
We're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. Share, like, do whatever you need to do. Bless and I will be sharing much more.
Every time.
We feel like this is a part of our life.
Exactly.
Mission.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be sharing a lot of stuff. Hopefully this encourages your heart. Hopefully you were able to take something away from it. We're just trying to be light in this world.
Yeah.
That's it. We're just trying to be a blessing.
And,
so.
And the other thing too, never stop loving. Never stop loving. Never say, because that relationship didn't work, that's it all for you. Nah, never stop loving. Always love. Even if that person breaks you up, always get up and love. And love like you never did. And trust me, you're always going to enjoy that side that you never thought you could. Never worry whoever lives your life. You know? Don't cry over it. But just thank God. Because there was a story where just to not take my time on this, where this lady was dating this guy, and they dated, and you know, it came to a time that the guy was like, that lady wasn't the person you could be in a relationship with. And trust me, they broke up, and that lady got hurt so much that she thought of even killing herself, you know. So there was one day where this guy was going to the airport. I don't know where he was going though. But before you could know, you just bumped into that ex of his first. And trust me, when you saw her, she was like, where have you been? And there was so much happiness in that lady's life. And she was like, the guy was like, where have you been? He said, oh, I've been around and all of that. I was like, so what's going on in your life? And he was like, oh, I'm better. I'm married and I'm with this person who I love so much. But you know what? The lady told the guy that, I thank you so much for living my life, to find that person who had come to my life to beautify my life.
Wow.
And that was it.
Wow.
The lady thanked him. he thanked him and told him that I was happy you left me. I was happy you broke up with me. If you didn't break up with me, I wouldn't be where I am today. So sometimes some relationship aren't meant to happen. So when it breaks up, don't cry over it. It may pain, it may hurt for some time. But do you know what? Get out from your shell. Tell yourself that I will love again. Because there's so much to love, and there's so much to God has put on this earth for you to just be laid back and be like, this relationship didn't work for me, so I'm giving up. Never give up in love, because I always believe in true love, and I always believe in real love, and that's where I found this beautiful soul, and I'm so much in love with her that I cannot even do anything to hurt her, because this is it. This is love. God gave us love. So as we are on this earth, we need to give our love. And that's what I'm always doing. I love you. And I just want you to know that I love you. And I continue to love you.
I love you too. Good night, peeps.